Hello and welcome to the Internet Marketing 5 a Day. I'm John Allsop. First off is Anita Roddick again. One of the goals, now this is out of the book, Business as Unusual, and it's part of what she says is her lessons about how to run a good business, and it's part of lesson 5, build partnerships with communities. And I just picked out basically this, which I'll read out. Our emphasis now should be on supporting small-scale economic initiatives wherever we go. Anything from supporting black family farms in America, brackets, almost an endangered species, to building a new fibre economy, which I assume she means hemp, not super-fast broadband, but maybe she means that too. Supporting new ecological designers or teaching our employees community organising. This is the way to keep communities vital. We should be very proud of the Human Rights Award for grassroots activists we are setting up this year. So here we have essentially a business that is taking a decision about helping small-scale economic initiatives. That's where they see the future. And actually doing something. I mean, who else is doing that kind of stuff at the moment that we know about? That's the thing. And I guess it's only because of that that the Body Shop is in our minds at all. So that was obviously, but their big strategic advantage was doing things very, very differently. So what potential is there in that for you? Is the lesson. Then there was something from Groundswell, which is a book. Charlene Lee and Josh Burnoff. And it was this idea, quite early on in the book, from a science fiction book called The Microcosmic God, where a scientist creates a new form of life, a rapidly evolving race of 3-inch-tall intelligent creatures called Neoterics. They have faster metabolisms and brains than humans, and so they experience a generation in about 8 days, and James watches them develop a civilization equivalent to humankind in less than a year. Of course, the inevitable happens, they become superior to the humans, but in the book, the parallel is made between that speed of evolution of that sci-fi community and the internet, and the idea is that the internet is that rapidly evolving space. So speed is the lesson from that. Now I'm awful at speed, but anyway. My tweet was speed is it in a world of rapid innovation and unfaithful customers who leave as soon as they see something better. And that's kind of the other side of it, is that in Persuasion, Caldini, no, Influence is the book title by Caldini. He talks about if you give something, people give back. And I am concerned that the loyalty of people online is very, very minimal. They're probably loyal to brands, so something like Amazon, but they're not loyal to websites. So you kind of have to build something for people to be loyal to. So you combine the two ideas, you've got speed of innovation and a lack of loyalty, just means people are with you until something better comes along. And that something better that comes along could happen tomorrow. And where you've got communities of open source developers. You know, they can just create with daily increments. And so quite quickly you can get something up and running with an open source project. And you're not messing around trying to get funding and getting premises and all the rest of it. You're just coding. And, you know, you're using people all over the world. Some are young and enthusiastic, and some are older and got all the experience and are just, you know, wanting to do something with their time. It's an incredible resource. And you're really battling all of that. So the lesson in that is rapid innovation. And what I would add to that is, if you look at Google's website optimizer, then in terms of websites, that allows you to create a test. So you can say, all right, here's an idea I've got for the website. We'll implement it, but we can implement it as a test. We can say, here's the original page, here's the new page, and we can measure the results, the number of sales that we get as a result of page A or page B, and decide whether that innovation actually is going to lead to more income for us, or more sign-ups, or more followers, or whatever. Okay, next up, copywriting. There was this rule about people are more motivated not to lose things than they are to gain things. So there was always the idea for a long time that, you know, make sure you don't miss out is more motivating than come along and have a good time. So that's simply that. Make sure when you're copywriting that you're covering the loss side of things as well as the gain side of things. Next up, and this is from, I think this is ambient findability again. Yes, it is. The user experience honeycomb. So when you're looking at a website from the point of view of assessing the user experience, think of it from these 8 points of view. Is the site useful? Is it usable? Is it desirable? Is it findable? Is it accessible? Is it credible? And is it valuable? So those are your assessment points, I guess. Now, I don't think I make enemies as I go through life, but someone does seem to have taken against me on Facebook. And so I had to block them on Facebook. And this was something that came up and in one of the training sessions that I gave. And I kind of think Facebook has good tools for managing abuse and bad behaviour, but or equally I was told a tale about somebody who had a copy account, so they were on Facebook, and then there was this other account on Facebook that was that looked exactly like them, and that was a spoof one and was saying horrible things. So I'm not actually sure that Facebook has got good defense against that. But anyway, this guy came on Facebook and started putting ridiculous and abusive things on my pages. So on my... call them anyway, my event, my news stories on Facebook. And so quite quickly, before he populated everything with crap, I went to, at the top right drop down, in privacy settings, you can manage blocking. So I was able to block him, and that was it. I also suggest not friending anyone who isn't an actual person. You know, don't friend the local bar as a person. They should be a page that you like, not a person that you friend. Don't like, you know, Scarborough Holidays or whatever, because you don't know who's behind it. The other thing that came up in the training session was, I kind of want to follow this person. Actually, it was a mum and her son. She wanted to be connected to her son on Facebook, but she didn't actually want to see all the stuff that he got up to. And so the easy way to do that, if you look at any of that person's bits of news that they put up, if you move your mouse to the top right of where that is, you'll see a drop down there, and you can say show me less from this person. And you should then not see the trivial stuff. You'll see stuff that Facebook judges is most going to be most interesting to you. So that's kind of how to manage Facebook a bit better. That's kind of it for today. I will speak. We'll be back together on probably on Monday, even though it's a bank holiday. We'll probably still do it. Have a great weekend, and we will convene next week. All right, this is your Internet Marketing 5 Day. I'm John Allsop. Thank you and goodbye.